Listen up, y'all. Whether you're going to hit the beach in Jamaica like me, or you just running outside to try to stay in shape because you are tired of being in the house, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears makes all the difference. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and they feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. Raycons are built to go wherever you go with a quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. You need to have your Raycons. Listen, that 24-hour battery life saved me. I'm flying all over the place. I was on a flight the other day. I had them Raycons in, and I did not hear little Charlie behind me making all that noise. And when I'm working out, I always got them on. It's a must-have for your daily grind. If you're going back into the office and you got to take the bus or you got to take the train, you need to have these earbuds in your ears. These Raycons are everything. Take it from me. I ain't telling y'all no lie. Listen up. Raycons are offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's what you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/edlover. Buyraycon.com/edlover. You'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order, and it's such a good deal, you want to grab yourself a second pair. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/edlover. That's buyraycon, RAYCON.com/edlover. Buyraycon.com/edlover. Get your Raycon earbuds. I swear by mine. Come on, son, son. What up, y'all? This is Ed Lover, and this is Come On, Son, the podcast. Let's get right into it. Last night was a monumental moment in music. Last night was a monumental moment in hip-hop. Last night was a monumental moment in my life because I saw something for the first time that I have never seen done before. I watched an artist sell out a stadium for a listening party. Please hear me clearly. Kanye West sold out the Mercedes-Benz Stadium for a listening party of his new album, Donda. The album that he has named after his late mother, Dr. Donda West. It was absolutely amazing and phenomenal in so many ways because no artist has ever done that. Kanye just started something else. Now, Kanye is really good for starting new trends. Kanye is really, really good for disappointing me. I love Kanye West. He's my brother. But sometimes, and I don't know if you ever listened to my radio show, sometimes I want to punch Kanye West dead in his face. But those are growing pains. And I have to look back at it now that I'm super grown. Like, damn, Ed, you did some really stupid stuff, too. But Kanye's on a bigger stage than I've ever been on. Like, I got things that I regret that I wish that I could take back. Like, when I punched the girl in the face in the club because she was attacking my wife with a bottle. And even though legally I was right, I wish I could take that back. I wish that I wasn't under the influence of alcohol and so quick to react with a punch and maybe I just jumped and grabbed her. Maybe even taking a hit on my shoulder or something so that my wife won't get hit in the face with a damn liquor bottle. But my first reaction was to punch, and that's what I did. But yeah, hell yeah, it cost me a lot of money, and I regret it. I'm quite sure somewhere in the deep recesses of Kanye's heart, he regrets the Taylor Swift incident. He regrets saying slavery was a choice. He regrets sitting in front of Trump and saying, you're like a father to me. He regrets wearing that MAGA hat. We all know that Kanye went downhill after his mom died with some of the public stunts and stuff that he's done. But I respect him on the other side because he's bringing the youth back to Jesus, with Jesus is King. He started it off with Jesus Walks, which is one of my favorite songs. Diamonds Are Forever, talking about the Diamonds of Sierra. You know, all of the great music that Kanye has given us. I can't take that away from him. And sometimes you do have to separate the man from the music. You do. I can't take away R. Kelly's greatness as an artist and a musician and a singer. So I can't take away Kanye's greatness as a producer with so many records that he produced, songs for Carrie Hilson and Estelle and stuff for Jay-Z and stuff for just a plethora of artists. I can't take that stuff away from him. And what pisses me off sometimes with him is with his platform, you have to be extremely careful about what you do and what you say because you influence so many people. Look at how many people have these Yeezy sneakers. I had Yeezys and he pissed me off so much that I threw my Yeezys away. But still, when I heard about this Donda listening party, I'm in Atlanta. I fought with myself and I asked my coworkers on my morning show, the Ed Lover Morning Show on 104.3 Jams in Chicago. You can stream it on the Odyssey app. I asked my coworkers, super producer Krista and Jim BT, should I go to this thing? Because they know how I feel about some of the dumb shit Kanye has said and done. And I had VIP passes. And I was like, should I go? Does it look like that I'm supporting Kanye by being in that building? And the answer was to go. And the answer to me was to go. Because maybe I get an opportunity to talk to Kanye, which I did not. You know? And I'll tell y'all about that in a minute. But maybe I get an opportunity to talk to Kanye to get his side and his reasoning behind some of the dumb stuff that he said. So I'm fighting and wrestling with myself, but I said, let me go see what this is. Because it's great to have life experiences, y'all. In any way, shape, or form, as long as you're not hurting anybody and nobody's getting hurt, it's just great to have these life experiences. So I know that I'm going to go and check out this Donda listening party. It's the first time anybody's had a party in a fucking 50,000 seat stadium. And it was damn near sold out. And you know what really, really made me decide to go? And I'll share this with y'all because I love you all so much. What really made me want to go is not the fear of being, not FOMO, not the fear of missing out. That wasn't it. Because tomorrow's a new day and I can miss out on shit and it doesn't matter. What really made me go is when I heard that Kanye gave 5,000 tickets to Clark Atlanta University, 5,000 tickets to Morehouse, and 5,000 tickets to Spelman. So 15,000 of his fans from those historically black colleges and universities went to this listening party for free. They've never rubbed shoulders with Kanye West. And he gave them the opportunity to come for free to listen to his new album. And after he did that for historically black colleges and universities, I said to my friend Dan Tanner, yeah, I'll go. And Dan gave me a VIP ticket. I called my man Michael Blue Williams, who was one of the forces behind Outkast for a great time of their career. When they won the Album of the Year with the Grammys, Blue was with him. He was managing him at the time. He doesn't manage him anymore. He managed CeeLo Green for a span. He doesn't manage CeeLo anymore. So I asked Blue, did he want to go? Blue said, I'm not going to that super spreader event. Because COVID is real and the Delta variant is real, y'all. And Blue was like, I'm not going to that super spreader event. So I grabbed my mask and I went to the concert. I didn't wear anything special. I wore what I had on for the whole freaking day. And I had a hell of a day because I had to do a Zoom call podcast for the One Music Fest, and that's coming out. Y'all will be able to hear that next week. I had to do that. Then I had a meeting about with some animators about bringing back Come On Son the way I used to do Come On Son. This is Come On Son, the podcast, but I mean like my Come On Sons that y'all get to hear, bringing that back. So I had to do that. I had to go to the doctor yesterday. I'm going to get to the Donda stuff, but check me out first. Went to the doctor yesterday, 2:30 appointment, didn't get out the doctor till after 4 o'clock. I don't know why these doctors take so long. So all of this led up to me going to the Donda event and waiting for the email with my ticket. And then I get the text that I'm on the list, the VIP, and I have to go to the silver parking deck on the 6th floor. And that's the way that we get in. Okay. So it said on the email, you have to be dropped off at the silver parking thing. Okay. Get in my truck. I go and I figure, hell, let me park and then get an Uber and make my way over to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, because trying to drive over there is going to be crazy. Now, on the information that I had, it said you could check in at 6 o'clock. It was when check-in started. I didn't finish all my stuff till way after 6 o'clock. So now I got to freshen up a little bit and get to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium from my house. Okay, did all of that. My wife said she didn't want to go because she knew we was going to be out there late, and we were. And I take off, and I'm on my way to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So I figured, I know Cam Newton has a cigar place, a very nice cigar place here in Atlanta, and it's called Fellowship. And Fellowship is not far away from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So I decide, park at Fellowship. I'm going to take an Uber to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Now, there's this garage that's around the corner from Fellowship that we're not really supposed to park in, but we park in there anyway. And one night I went to Fellowship with my wife, and we parked in, and when we came back, the gate was closed. So we had to press buttons on boxes so people can open the gate so we can get our car out. So I usually park there, but now I know the secret is to, there's a back way out of Fellowship to go, and you end up right in the parking garage. So the gate is going to open regardless for the residents there if they're leaving, right? But they will tow and they will boot your shit. So I was like, yo, do I leave my car in here? Because I didn't see any parking in front of Fellowship. So while I'm waiting, calling my Uber, my car's around the corner in the garage. My boy Tracy Cole, who works in the humidor, comes outside of Fellowship and we're kicking it. And a woman pulls out from the parking spot right in front of Fellowship. I put the cones there. I said, Tracy, I'm going to give you some money. Hold this spot for me. Ran, got my truck, parked my truck in front of Fellowship, hit my man Trey Cole with the 20, and I was on my way. Jumped into the Uber. Uber's there. We are stuck in traffic like crazy trying to get to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So she goes 2 blocks. I paid $14 to go like 3 blocks in the Uber. I get out. I don't know where the Silver Parking Deck is. Get out the car. I ask one of the police officers, do you know where the Silver Parking Deck is? He goes, right up there. The Mercedes-Benz Stadium is on a hill. Now I got to walk all the way up the hill. I'm walking up the hill to try to find the Silver Parking Deck, and who do I bump into? My friend, Young Jock. Young Jock is there. Shorty the comedian is there, and Young Jock's date is there. She's got on a dress and heels, red bottoms, and she's a beautiful girl, but I'm looking at her like, do you really realize that we're just going to a listening party, and you are really dressed up, and your hair, your face, your makeup, you're beautiful, but shit, red bottoms, okay? So heels, y'all, like 4 inches, okay. I'm chilling. We start walking up the hill. We kicking it, laughing, joking. And I'm noticing that all of these people that are going into this stadium for this listening party are of all ethnicities, y'all. All ethnicities. There were Asians. There were Latinos. There were African Americans. There were whites. There were Indians. There were Sikhs, Pakistanis. I mean, anything Jews, anything that you wanted, it was going into there. And which really made me realize that Kanye West is beyond black music. Kanye West is a certified pop, rock and roll star. And I'm thinking in my mind, like, these people are all coming into this and spent $50 a ticket. And mind you, when he said he was doing it and it got released to the public that he was doing it, tickets sold out in like 5 freaking minutes, y'all. 5 minutes. Those tickets were gone. Of course, they were VIP tickets that labels put to the side, and certain people have VIP tickets. But for the most part, people paid $50 to get in there, to listen to an album, and nobody knew whether or not Kanye West was actually going to be there. So you might have paid $50, plus if you drove, you parked, that's $70. So you paid close to $100 to get into somewhere. You're going to eat. You're going to have drinks that you don't know whether or not the artist is going to actually be there or whether it's a performance. You don't know. So back to me and Young Jock. We're walking up this steep ass hill. And when I get to the top of the hill, I realize that, damn, my car is like 2 blocks over to the right, and I could have just walked over here. But I did not know where the silver parking deck was. We walk over. We ask another gentleman and a lady where the silver parking deck is. She gives us some crazy answer that we got to walk further up the hill, go to the left, blah, blah, blah. And then the guy goes, hey, man, Ed Lover, you guys, Young Jock, y'all looking for silver parking? He's like, come this way. And he opens the door, and we're inside the silver parking deck. And he takes us to the elevator, said, take the elevator to the 6th floor, and that's where you got to go. We take the elevator. The first elevator we get into hesitates. So we're like, hell no, we're not getting in that. We get in another elevator, and we go to the 6th floor, and there's security there, and the lady says, oh, this is where you were supposed to park. You guys could have parked here. And I'm like, you mean to tell me I went through all of that trouble parking that damn truck and I could have parked right here for free? It didn't say that on my information. It said, you got to get dropped off there. So she told us to go back down to the 3rd floor. Get back on the elevator. We go through the 3rd floor. The elevator doors open, y'all, and it is a freaking mad house. This is where you pick up your VIP passes. It's a freaking mad house of people. And it's hot as fuck on that 3rd floor. Because remember, this is Atlanta, Georgia. It was a beautiful night last night, 85, 90. It's hot with all of those people trying to get into that VIP. Ran into my man Greg Street that's been on the radio in Atlanta for years. Chopped it up with Greg Street. Saw a couple of people that I know. Somebody asked me, was I good? They was going to give me. I was like, nah, I'm straight. I got passes. I was straight. Me being me, I started to get on the line. And then when I was on the line, I looked to the left and I saw an opening. So I walked to the opening. There was a young lady there with a laptop. And I said, hi, how are you? How's your day going? I know it's hot. You need some water or anything? I think I got some water. I can get you some water. And she was very grateful for me being that way with her. I think the adage is true that you could get more bees with honey than you can with shit. So I made sure that I was very cordial and nice. Offered her some hand sanitizer. She took it. And she said, can I help you? And there was other people that were trying to talk to her. But she was like, no, this is Ed Lover. You got to wait. Can I help you, Ed? I was like, yeah, I'm supposed to be on that list. And she was looking in and she was like, hey, is it under, what's your given name? And I was like, my given name is James Roberts, but I'm guaranteeing you it wouldn't be under James Roberts because the email came to Mr. Ed Lover. So I said it was sent by Def Jam. So then when she looked under Def Jam, she found it, real easy, gave me my passes, and I had to go to the right. I walked to the right. There was metal detectors there. The gentleman was like, Ed, come on, just take that off and, you know, because it's a sticker, and stick it to your shirt and your seat number and all of that, and your section is there. And when I was walking in, they actually stopped me and said, hold on, Ed, we're going to have an escort come and escort you. So they had an escort walk with me into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's a beautiful stadium, guys. It and ladies, it's a beautiful stadium. And she walked me right down to what they call the AMG suites. Yeah, but it's like where the food and stuff is and everybody's gathering. And I was thirsty as fuck. And mind you, this is like 7-something. Thirsty as hell, grabbed me a beer, tipped a young lady $20. We took a picture. She wanted an autograph. I signed an autograph. She said the next beer is on her. She was such a sweetheart. I just gave her $20 for the beer. The beer didn't cost nowhere near $20. I just gave her $20. Fuck it. Keep the change. And I paid for the beer on my card because they wouldn't take cash. So I gave her the $20. Take the $20. So next beer on me, come back. So then I walk into another suite. And I guess that's where we're supposed to be in the VIP suite. And run into my man, Kenny Burns. I love Kenny Burns. I've known Kenny Burns for so many years. Run into Kenny Burns. I run into my man, Dan Smalls. My man, Dan Tanner, who I've known for 30 years, who lives down here in Atlanta, who invited me. Run into Dan, and we just start running into so many people, man. So many people. I ran into Goody Mob, had a maker's mark with them, Gibb, CeeLo, Kuja, all of them was there. We were kicking it. We laughing. It's always a pleasure to see them. Rico Wade and all of them from the Dungeon family, all of them was there. Now, here's something that blew my mind. I didn't even say this on the air, but I'm going to share it with you. Whoever ran the backstage, we stand there talking, me, Kenny Burns, and Goody Mob, told Goody Mob that they could not come backstage because they wasn't wearing all black. Mind you, nobody told any of us that Kanye wanted everybody to wear all black. Nobody knew that. I could not believe that they would not let CeeLo Green backstage to greet Kanye West. I could not even wrap my mind around that fact. This is CeeLo Green. This is Dungeon Family. This is Atlanta Southern hip hop royalty. This is hip hop royalty, period. Goody Mob, I don't like to, they're from the South. But them and Outkast are hip-hop royalty. That's legendary status. And you're not letting CeeLo Green. CeeLo couldn't believe it. Gip, the rest of Goody Mob couldn't believe it. Kujo, I couldn't believe it. I just could not fucking believe it. I was like, y'all have got to be fucking crazy. So I'm moving around a bit inside there, running to Tigger. Me and Tigger laughing. Love Big Tigger. I told Tigger, I said, man, we need to get Timbaland and Swizz Beatz to do a Yo MTV Raps versus Rap City versus. And he thought that was so funny. So we took pictures together and all that, man. Ran into so many people. Reggie Riles from V103, the program director. Big shout out to him. But it really didn't start until I went up in the suites. And once I got up in the suites, we went up in the suites section. Diamond D, big shout out to Diamond D and his wife was with us the whole way. Once we went up in the suites section, that's when the party started. Cause I start suite hopping. I got this thing with me, y'all, that I go into the suites, man. I can make my way into somebody's suites because Yom TV Raps was such a phenomenon that white people know it and black people know it too, so you get love from both sides. So if I walked into a white suite like I did last night and acted like I was looking for the Def Jam suite, somebody's going to go, oh, shit, aren't you Ed Lover? And I was like, yeah, Ed, hey, oh, you want a drink? So I drinking in everybody's suite last night. But not too much that I was not getting drunk and I was not going to, you know, be inebriated that I couldn't drive. So I drank a lot of water, too. So I'm in suite to suite to suite, and I walk into the quality control suite. Now, do you guys know who quality control is, who Coach K and his partner P? Do you know who these guys are? These guys are the guys that are responsible for most of the great hip-hop that you have right now. And I've been trying to get at Coach K for a while because there's a young lady out of Atlanta named Wifey Baby who I think is super dope. And I think Quality Control can give her that push that she needs to be a superstar. I really do, because they got their pulse on it and they know how to do it. So I got to kick it with P and Coach K last night. Very dope. Diamond Quality Control trains on QC. Suite was popping. They had Wolford Reserve. They had great fucking bottles of tequila. Their suite was popping last night. So big shout out to Coach K. Big shout out to P. These are the guys that had the party and they had the animals and all that shit. They had a party at the Mercedes-Benz birthday party. Yeah. It was like animals, like wild animals, tigers and shit. You know, so they doing it big. They getting money out here in these streets. So that was, ran into Jesse Williams. Y'all know Jesse Williams from Grey's Anatomy. You know, light-skinned Jesse Williams he's an activist too. He's an actor and an activist. Him and I took a picture together. I kicked it with him for a while. She was dope, man. And I mean, it brought everybody out. Kanye had everybody come out. So now it's like 8-something, and this shit has not started yet. My back is hurting. I need to sit down somewhere. I've been just walking. I've just ran into so many people. Director X, who used to be Lil X, he actually directed the Total video sitting in my room that I'm in, and he did Superfly. So I was congratulating him on the job he did on Superfly. Shaka Zulu from Disturbing the Peace. Shaka's sister, who's writing a book on Tupac that she just interviewed me for. My bestie, Lil Porsche. Just so many people that I had the opportunity to kick it with. And I got to kick it with Westside Gunn and Benny the Butcher from Griselda. That was the highlight of my life. I've known Ludacris for a long time, so seeing Ludacris is always fun. Always, what's up, Ed? What's going on, Ed? What you doing, Ed? Are you still down here? I thought you left. I'm like, nah, dogs. I'm here. I'm in the ATL, bro. I'm back and forth from Chicago. Do my show. Come back. Spend some time at home. But I'm here. I'm in the building. And we all talking about the fact that Kanye West was able to pull us off. So I'm in the Def Jam suite. I'm outside the suite talking to Dan. We getting ready to make a move, and we hear music. And the lights start dimming. So we go back into the suite. I take a seat next to some young ladies. Oh, while I was in the hallway, before I get to that, ran into these, can't remember their names, these twins, but they're pretty famous twins. And they look really, really good. I can't remember the name of them, but I'll figure it out, and then I'll say it later on. But so me and Dan go back in the suite and we sit down. And it starts. Now, mind you, the whole time there's no stage, y'all. It's just a white floor and fog is coming out from both sides. And the music starts. And this is the beginning of the Donda album. And I'm listening to it. There's a lot of synthesizers. It's really... Oh, I said hi to... I got to say this before I say the next part. Warren Campbell was there, who's Erica Campbell's husband, who had Erica on FaceTime, and I got to say hello. And Pastor Troy, big shout out to Pastor Troy. And the reason why I had to bring up Warren Campbell, because Warren told me that he worked on the album. Now, while I was in the hallway with my man Dan Smalls, I seen a couple of the musicians that I know that work with Kanye because they was up there. And they say, Ed, literally, the reason why we didn't start is because we literally just finished this album. Just finished the album. We are backstage in the studio still working on music and perfecting it and mixing stuff because it had leaked. And Kanye doesn't like when his stuff leaks. He will change the whole shit. So they just had finished the album. That's what we were waiting for. So back to where I was at. It starts off and there's a very huge gospel influence on this music that I'm hearing. And I turn around, I look at Warren Campbell because he said to me, I don't know what stuff that I did with him is actually going to make the album. And he looks to me and we're talking and he gives me the thumbs up. I give him the thumbs up and he pats his chest. He's throwing his hands in the air. So obviously that's music that he did with Kanye and it actually made the album. So congratulations to Mr. Warren Campbell for making that album, man, because he's a hell of a songwriter, producer in the gospel world. In his own right with his wife Erica's solo stuff and Mary and all of that. So big up to him. So I'm going to tell y'all, I'm watching this visual and then out comes somebody in, I don't know if that was orange or red. It was orange. But from my vantage point, it was so foggy and the light show was, people was going crazy. And of course, everybody thought that, yo, here's Kanye West and he's come out. And he was just kind of like out. Like, I don't really know how to explain it to y'all that he was just out there. There was no chair out there. He was standing in his circle and his lights going on and you're listening to this music and people are videotaping like crazy. And there's a young lady sitting next to me and I just look over her and say, are we sure that that's Kanye West? And she was like, boy, you are really a conspiracy theorist. I'm like, yeah, because at one point, the rumor was that he wasn't coming. He wasn't going to come at all. So I'm listening to this record, and he's playing it. He doesn't say anything. There's no camera on him that puts his face up on the screen. It's just like this performance art that you're just looking at this man, and he's out there. And they're playing his music. And people are vibing and certain tracks come on, people are bouncing. I remember one track called We Outside and I liked the track a lot. I think it was Lil Baby on there, but I'm not sure. I know I heard Pusha T on there. And then I know I heard Jay-Z. Now, from 2008, Kanye complained that Jay-Z didn't check up on Kim when Kim got robbed in Paris, I believe that was. And I believe they had a falling out. And I did hear Jay-Z's vocals on that record. Now, some people say he brought out Jay-Z last night. No, Jay-Z didn't come out last night. I saw the whole shit. The only person that was out there was Kanye West. And I later confirmed that when somebody took a little video of him backstage in his outfit, it was Kanye West that we saw out there. Didn't say anything, danced around a little bit. So we got to listen to the entire Donda album. Another standout track for me was God Breathed on this. I thought that was crazy. We Outside, I said. I don't know the name of the track with Jay-Z. But we got to listen to the entire album. And I thought, wow, who the hell else can pull this off but Kanye West? He's such a marginalized personality. You either love Kanye or you can't stand Kanye, but you respect Kanye, or you're in between when it comes to Kanye, or you're a huge fan of your anything Kanye does. You can spit on a rock and put it on an album and you'll buy it, and you're drinking the Kanye juice. I remember standing there talking to Westside and Benny the Butcher last night, and I was thanking them for what the resurgence of skills on rap, bring it back to boom bap. Like being the brand new Wu-Tang skills. And I thank them for that. The way the music is always going all one way and somebody dared to do something different. And I'm thanking them and they thanking me. And I remember saying to one of them, like, yo, Kanye could pass out Kool-Aid right now in this stadium of 50,000 strong and everybody would drink it. I don't want to drink the Kool-Aid. You know, he sold merch in there last night. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. So I'm saying that to tell y'all that I don't know whether or not I like this album because I listened to it with 50,000 other people in the stadium. I don't know if this is a dope album or not. I have to listen to it personally, like I listen to all music, with some earbuds on, with my Raycon earbuds on, and then I'll tell you whether or not this is a dope album. But right now, I can't tell you that. I could tell you that that was one hell of a fucking experience last night. I could tell you that, and I could tell you that I'm glad that I went, because the connections I made last night will last a lifetime. The people that I laughed with last night, the people that gave me props and was like, yo, what's up, OG? Yo, thank you, man. Love you, man. You are the culture, man. From the person who just walked in there to listen to Kanye's album to some of the biggest names in hip hop giving me my flowers. Almost brought me to tears last night. It was real. And salute to Kanye West for even pulling it off, yo. And I'm thinking, who else but Kanye? And then I was like, wow, Justin Bieber could probably do this. Beyonce could definitely have a listening party in a stadium. Drake could have a listening party in a stadium. And don't perform, because Kanye did not perform. And I think for a long time, we was all sitting there like, is he going to touch this mic or do anything? Or is he going to bring out any of the artists that were on the album? Is he going to, you know, just the 52 fake that is about to be a whole ass live performance? No. All we got to do is what you paid your money to do, was to sit in there and listen to his new album on a fantastic sound system. And we got to feel the music and listen to the music in a frenzy with other Kanye West fans. And I still don't know whether or not I like this album. I don't know. The verse I heard from Jay-Z, I was not impressed. Jay is so dope. I was more impressed on the verses he did on the DMX album than I was with that one verse. And I listened to it again, but I wasn't impressed. And it ain't foot. It's not just to impress me, but I'm giving you my opinion. Music is personal. There's a lot of music that a lot of people think is incredible that I don't. And there's a lot of music that I think is incredible that they don't. And there's a lot of music that I grew up on that they know nothing about, but I can't blame them because they weren't born. I can't blame them. All I could do is try to enlighten. I've been in this music business for 30 years now. I think I have a right to have an opinion on what I think is good and what I don't think is good. Like everybody else has a right to have their opinion. Absolutely. Absolutely. But there's people that I listen to whose opinion carry a little more weight for me. I'm sorry. If Rakim or Kane said, yo, I'm not feeling that, I'd really have to take it into consideration. Seriously. Yeah. So big up, man. But my highlight, I'm telling y'all, it was just the experience of being there. But for me, it was the Griseldas. Meeting Benny the Butcher, and I was fanboying on Westside Gunn and Benny the Butcher. I kept reiterating to them, yo, thank you. And they thanking me, and I'm like, no, bro, thank you. And while I'm on the subject, stop trying to be cool by saying bro so much. And stop saying bro to ladies. I heard the girl tell a guy, you're going to drive home, bro, I'm not bro. Bro is for men. She's not a guy. Stop. Y'all ain't got to try to be cool all the time, especially when you over 40. You ain't got to say bro so much. Don't bro me to death. No cap. Nah, I ain't capping. Y'all cap. Stop trying to be cool. Just be who you are, bro. And I just said bro, but be who you are. Okay? Fam. Son. Y'all know I love that word, son. Come on, son. It's that New York shit in me. Yeah, it really is. I had my Yankee hat on last night, too, for sure. And it just felt good. Kanye put on a spectacle. It was minimal, but it was still an experience. It may never happen again. It's not like a football game. You know next season there's going to be more football. You know there's going to be more soccer. You know there's going to be more baseball. Somebody else may be NBA champions next year. This was a spectacle that may not ever happen again. And from what I understand, he's only doing Atlanta, Miami, New York, and I believe London. Is where he's going to do these album listening parties. So it may never happen again. He trailblazed it for other artists to do the same. I could see Beyonce doing Wembley Stadium, bigger than the stadium we was at last night. I could see Beyonce having an album listening party at Wembley Stadium, 80,000, 120,000 people coming in there to hear her album. I could see Drake going to Canada, to the biggest stadium they have in Canada, and having an album listening party and charging $50 to $60 to maybe $100 a head just to listen to his new album. I can actually see Justin Bieber doing the same thing. I can see Taylor Swift doing the same thing. I can see Adele doing the same thing. I can see Jennifer Lopez doing the same thing. I can see the Migos doing an arena, maybe not a stadium, but they definitely can do an arena for their listening party. I could see Cardi B doing a stadium for her listening party. I could see Megan Thee Stallion doing arenas for her listening party. Kanye West trailblazed some real stuff, y'all. It's a trailblazing moment. It really, really was. Come on, son. This is the hottest ticket in town. And I was there. So big up to Kanye West. From what I heard of your album, what I can remember hearing and vibing off of, I really, really liked. But I got to listen to it again. You can't listen to an album one time. You got to listen to it more than once. I see people doing album release parties at different places. I really do. I could see somebody getting in an aquarium and like, yo, I'm doing my album release party here in the aquarium. I could see somebody renting out a zoo. Wouldn't that be dope if Griselda released their next project together in a zoo? It's animalistic hip hop here, baby. That'd be crazy. I could see that. And big up to Def Jam for the experience. And big up to Kanye West, man. I mean, the next time you say something dumb, I'm going to wreck your ass over the coals again. But what you did last night was a once-in-a-lifetime experience for your mom and for hip-hop fans and your fans all over the country, especially right here in Atlanta, Georgia. And what a way to pay tribute to your mom. Man, you can't get no bigger than that, man. So I'm going to listen to this album again, and I'm going to let y'all know what I think about the album and on the next joint. All right, but that was my experience. Big up to the Griselda family. Big up to everybody I ran into, Def Jam for show, Quality Control for show, and all these people that I ran into that I exchanged numbers with, you will be hearing them on my podcast, all right? Said lover, come on, son. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. Peace.
Come on, son, son.
This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is being brought to you by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. No, I'm only playing. Nah. Y'all keep going first. Everything else will fall into place. We'll talk at y'all next week, man. Y'all know what it is. Come on, son.
This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is produced and engineered by co-executive producers Krista Hayes and Kimana Paulus in downtown Chicago. This is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast.